Jimmy.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
Give us a call.
Give us a call.
Anytime. Yeah, I know you're busy.
Yeah, I know. Just ring us, mate. One, if you want, just give. What's the number?
1-333-53.
As it goes through, 1-333-53. Yeah.
Shut the door.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, give us a call anytime. 1-333-53. Yeah, we are Triple M and Barnsley Hoodoo Gurus. Sunday, 23rd of January, Mount Penang, Part Lang at Carry On. He's a bloody good. It wouldn't be, would it?
You get this.
Triple M, Paddy, Rob Palmer.
Hey, Paddy, Rob. It's Jimmy Barnes. I thought I'd actually stop and talk to you today. I've got a bit of spare time.
Oh, isn't that
Jimmy,
good?
No.
You're always in such a hurry. Oh, it's great.
Listen, I've got things to do. I've got to go swimming, you know. I've got things to do, songs to sing, but I thought I'd stick around today.
Are you sure? Because we know you're so bloody busy with everything coming up for Christmas and everything.
Is that the time I've got to go again? A
lot of me fish to pull out of Toowoon Bay.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Imagine if I hung up. Wouldn't that be bad?
Oh, mate.
So how are you going, guys?
Yeah, really well, mate. We're so glad. And we've been talking to all the bands because everything's coming back. And we're talking about the Red Hot Summer Tour, which is the dates we reschedule. So it's up at Mount Penang. Mate, it's so good everything's back, Jimmy.
I know, mate. We did our first gig the other day down in Melbourne. We did a corporate. And just to actually, because I've been singing all the way through with Jane, doing stuff in lockdown, you know, little acoustic songs and stuff. But there's nothing like getting up and playing rock and roll in front of a live audience. No. It's just the best. It was awesome. I'm really looking forward. I'm looking forward to coming up there because, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of the world, you know, Central Coast. And, I go up there. Jane and I go up there all the time on holiday. So, you know, and I know a lot of people up there. I've got family who live up there. And it's a good community, and we want to come and tear the place apart.
Yeah,
oh, too right. And you'll have your match fitness on. All this stuff you've done online has prepared you for the gig.
I'm ready, mate. I'm ready to rock. I'm jumping at my skin.
And Jimmy, the thing is, with online, you don't get that same reaction. Like you're still doing it.
It's great. It's really good, you know. But you're singing to a bloody iPhone, you know. But the thing is, I know that while we did it, we connected with a lot of people, which was really cool. But there's something about having that audience in front of you where you can see the color of their eyes, you can see the fear on their face as you get loud. There's something really special about that that makes you a better singer. And we're looking forward to getting in front of an audience.
Mate, have you put out a cookbook?
Yeah, I did. Me and Jane. Yeah, that's where the river bends, which is our house is called Riverbend on the banks of the Windjarcarriby River. And it's really great. These are all the recipes that Jane and I have cooked for our children over the years, and the stuff that sort of kept our family strong and kept us together and kept us, got us through the good and the bad times. So we thought, because the kids kept ringing us up saying, because when they left home, they go, how do I cook that? This is my favorite. So I got sick of telling them. So we thought we'd do a book.
What's the Jimmy Barnes house special?
Oh, I'm a good cook. You'd be surprised. I cook a lot of stuff. I cook a lot of Italian food. I've got the best barbecue grill setup ever you've ever seen. I've got like smokers. I've got, I do a lot of stuff on charcoal. I do Japanese. I do yakitori. I do all sorts of things. I'm a good cook.
Do you look at any Australian chef, say like Maggie B, and go, geez, I want to emulate what she does? Is there one particular?
Listen, all of them. They're all, the stuff is that all the chefs that you see like on the telly and stuff, whether it's Jock or whoever, they're all really, really good. Like, I've been singing for a long time. I'm particularly, that's my thing. I'm good at that. But cooking is something that I love. And I learned something from watching every one of those chefs. Maggie's incredible. I remember walking past Maggie in Adelaide, she was walking into a restaurant as I was walking out, and we sort of nodded, shyly to each other. But she's an amazing cook, food to me is a bit like music. It's part of the way, the language of the soul. It's how people connect. If you sit down around a table with people, it's like sitting around singing to them. It's you share your soul with them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Dad always used to say to me, I can't tell you how to make it. I can just tell you how I made it.
And a lot of it's to do with feel, because everybody, these recipes in our book, for instance, I tell everybody just, use it as a starting place and add your own things to it. Make them your own. You like things salty, you like things sweet. You change it to suit what you like. And when I cook, it's all done by taste. So, it's the very personal thing, but it's how, that's why it's so personal for you. You share it with your family or with your friends.
Mate, isn't it funny, like you said, like, say, during lockdown, everyone found something in lockdown that they may have done or, you know, even with work, they say, oh, I'm not going to go work, I'm going to change something different. And here you are through lockdown. It had its bad parts, but it also had its good parts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because, you know, for people like Jane and I, you know, we worked today, you know, we've been married 40 years, and we'd never been in one place for more than 3 months at a time, in the whole time. And sort of suddenly lockdown came and we were home. And we were, and it was sort of, we've got a nice house and it was, but you know, we're always away on tour and we finished touring and we go, oh, let's go on holiday. We'll go somewhere. But lockdown made us stay home and appreciate what we had. And, you know, there was just like everybody else in the world, there was times where, you know, we're it's like, you know, two people in a confined space, you want to kill each other. But it was just, you know, it was just sort of learning how to work through all that. But more importantly, how to enjoy what you have. And like I learned, you know, because we've got a beautiful garden, you know, but people see me bloody, if you'd have told me bloody 20 years ago that you'd see me picking flowers and arranging flowers, I would have punched you in the face. but as it happened, who knew? I'm good at it. But it's just, you know, we did things that were different and had that time to sort of sit and reflect on life and look at what we're going to, because I seen it. I didn't see it as holding me back. I seen it as a point where I could sit and look at what I'm going to do. Like I've looked at what I've done and what I want to do in the future. And I've sort of, you know, I've written a bunch of songs. I've written two albums. I've written a couple of books. I'm halfway through a fiction. I'm ready to rock for another, you know, 20, 30 years.
Bloody
mate,
brilliant.
You've done just about everything and you've got so much energy, Jimmy, you know, we see you in the studio with us every day and you're just pumping it out.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, running past you guys, going, sorry, I can't talk.
But, Jimmy, have you done SAS Australia like Pete Murray?
That's the next one.
Yeah, bunch of pussies. Listen, the last thing I want to do is, if somebody yelled in my face, I'd tear their head off.
Yeah. Oh, those guys!
I don't care what army they're in. They're gonna have an angry Scotsman with a black belt looking at them.
Yeah, so they'd be saying, "Barnsley, you're going like you're picking flowers," and you go, yeah. "Oh, mate,
yeah, take this." Yeah,
well, I'd say, "Geez, I wish I was." No, it's a good show, but I'm not going on any. All those shows are like the celebrity shows, and I look at myself and I say to people, "I'm not a celebrity. I'm a singer." You know, yeah. I'm a rock and roll singer. I don't want to do game shows.
Have you been asked to go on any of those shows?
All the time. Yeah. Everything. They asked me. They asked me a while back to go on Dancing with the Stars, Jane and I, and I said to them, you know, lastly, if anybody's seen me dance on stage, you'll realize I dance like an elephant chained to a pole, right? So I said to them, I'll do it for $5 million.
$5 million.
And they went, let us think about it. And I'm going, oh no, I should have said 10. I figure do what you're good at and do what you enjoy. There's a lot of room, and I don't knock anybody who does all these shows, but they enjoy them and they're really good at them. It's just not my thing. I'm a rock and roll singer.
That's right, Jimmy. Yeah. I might have had a crack at Dancing with the Stars once upon a time.
And the other thing was, imagine if Jane and I would have been on Dancing with the Stars and she was with one partner and I was with the other. As soon as the dance partner put his hand on her ass, I would have bashed it.
Somebody stop him.
Would have been gripping television.
It's just a performance, Jimmy.
Jimmy, help me.
Go and pick some flowers, Jimmy.
For Christ's sake.
Jimmy, mate, what about Christmas? Are all the fam getting together?
Yeah, we've got a lovely Christmas plan. We're going to have a quiet sit-down dinner for 50.
Oh, is that
all? All the kids, all the family, all the grandkids, everybody's coming. It's going to be really great because, you know, our place is a bit like the Loaves and Fishes. Everybody brings something, everybody cooks, and all Jane's sisters are great cooks, and our kids are great cooks. So we all get together and we all do it together. It's a really great day. And of course, everybody sings and plays. And so there'll be lots of music and lots of food.
Mate, you should film it one
time. Geez, I tell you what, to be a fly on the wall at that party would be something else, Jimmy. You're a talented family.
We love it. We have a great time. It's an important time for us all just to get together and sort of be thankful for everything we've got, you know?
Yeah, well, Jimmy, look, mate, thank you for stopping by today. We know you're really busy. But don't forget.
Same time tomorrow?
That's right. Don't forget to wave to us as you leave the studio.
We will play you.
If I'm not too busy, I'll stop in again.
I tell you, because, you know, what was that other bloke from Midnight Oil? Peter Garrett. No, he just walks on through.
I know. Well, you know, dancers pass. us, you know. Yeah. Hands up.
Yeah. Right. Shadow boxes all the way out.
Sunday, 23rd of January next year, Mount Penang, Park Lang, here at Carryong. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au and see this man headlining it, Jimmy Barnes. Barnesy, as always, mate.
Been really great to speak with you, pal.
Nice to talk to you guys. All the best. See
and I'm up. Glad what you said about Dancing with the Stars. Whoever goes on that is a loser because Rob Palmer won it in 2010.
There you go.
Everyone's got their thing, Jimmy.
I know. We're all good at something, mate.
That's right.
Unfortunately, dancing's not my...
Oh, mate, I couldn't rock a stadium to save my life. But there you go.
Thank you, James. See you, mate. Yeah, well, you can go now. Thank you, mate, for stopping by. What a champion.
One day.
You know, yeah, that was our dream, wasn't it?
Well, come on, Jimmy. Come on, just stop in.
Yeah, so Barnsley, Hoodoo Gurus, John Stevens, Vicar and Linda Bull, Diesel, who performed here for our 50th birthday live, Chris Chaney. So Mount Penang, Parkland, Carryong, 23rd of Jan next year. Get your tickets from
Ticketmaster.com.au.